So in this episode of The Leader Smith, I want to talk about delegation. I want to talk about why it's important and why you should think about doing it more frequently. It's a matter of leadership.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The Leader Smith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
Okay, so this topic is one that I approach. It's one of the very first topics that I talk about in my Managing with Excellence and Integrity class at Charleston Southern University. In fact, in my textbook, it's the first topic that I talk about. So what is delegation? Let me back up before I talk about delegation and talk about this. The thing that my students hate the most, is micromanagement. And micromanagement is when the boss kind of looks over their shoulder and makes sure they do everything. And it's almost like they're trying to do the work for them or just staying on top of it. Micromanagement happens because the boss doesn't trust you. The boss is, remember, the boss is supposed to get things done through you. And the boss is, if the boss does not trust you, is worried that you're going to screw it up and then it's going to reflect badly on them. So that's part and parcel of what's going on with delegation, because a bad boss has a hard time delegating something to you and just seriously letting it go and letting you accomplish your task. Okay, so let me get to the textbook definition of delegation. Delegation takes place when a manager assigns a task to another employee. Delegation reduces the manager's workload and frees up precious time for more crucial tasks. So that's what delegation is supposed to be, right? I mean, it's supposed to be that you have your job, he has his, and he's going to say, hey, please do this, and he's going to tell someone else, please do that, and someone else, please do this, and make sure that things keep going. Okay. There's an interesting story. A businessman asked Andrew Carnegie once, Andrew Carnegie was a very famous industrialist. I said, wow, you know, a multimillionaire like you are, you must really have to work all day. And Carnegie laughed and told him this, quote, "You must be a lazy man if it takes you 10 hours to do a day's work. What I do is get good men and I never give them orders. My directions seldom go beyond suggestions. Here in the morning, I get reports from them. Within an hour, I have disposed of everything, sent out all of my suggestions, the day's work is done, and I'm ready to go out and enjoy myself." That is masterful delegation. Okay, so I think we need to think more like Carnegie than we need to think like the workaholic. Now, I get it. So very often the problem is that when you become a leader, you became a leader because you were an excellent individual worker and you really had your nose to the grindstone and you were working it. I mean, really working it. And because of that, you were promoted. Now, your tendency, now that you're in that leadership position, is to try to impose that on everyone, where that's not necessarily how you should be thinking of it. You should be thinking in terms of delegation. So delegation is something different. You're going to get something out of people by seeing what they need, helping them get. Let's give you another quote. So I also quote this in my text. Stan Lee, the force behind Marvel Comics, put it this way, quote, "I have a theory. When you work with artists and writers of any kind of creative people, you get the best work done if you let them do it the way that they like to do it." Okay. That's the quote. So I think that Stan Lee is onto something here, because he's not trying to tell them, one, I'm going to watch exactly what you're doing. I'm going to look over your shoulder. I'm going to tell you to do it my way. In fact, I had a rule about delegation, and that was this. If the people that worked for me were doing it 80%, let's say, as well as what I would have done it. So I've seen flaws over the years where they would bring something to me, be excited about it, and say, well, what do you think? And I'd look at it, and I would see little things here and there. But if they did it 80% as well as it could have been done, I'd leave it alone, because their enthusiasm is as important as anything that I would add to it. So I could do one of two things. I could let them have their enthusiasm and run with it, or I could do it exactly my way and just drain them of all enthusiasm. Of course, that way I'm getting it done my way. So here's the thing. As a manager, what you want to think is, how am I going to get this done through people? Because that's the core of leadership, right? As long as it's right. I mean, not riddled with errors. We have to fix, you know, if they have terrible punctuation or spelling or something, that's going to really impact or affect the way that, you know, how we look unprofessional. But if they say it, say something in a letter differently than I would have said, I'm not going to interfere with that. So we have to get things done through people. We don't want to curb their enthusiasm. We don't want to, you know, limit their ability. And here's the thing. When we think about delegation, we often forget about this. Our goal as a leader is to help people grow, right? I mean, you have to delegate responsibility and you have to give them commensurate authority. And that's the management side of it. But I want to talk about it as a leader. Your job. So let's say you have four things that need to be delegated to a staff of 10, and you have three or four rock stars. And then you have a few really new, young, green employees that really need to grow. If it's mission critical and you're next on the line right now, yeah, maybe give one of those to the rock stars or two of those to the rock stars. But if it's not critical, if the world's not going to collapse on it, start giving it to the new people so you can help them grow and develop. Because it's almost like, you know, I have six kids. I don't want to be tying their shoes for the rest of my life. I want to help them figure out how to make lunch so that they can do these things along the way. So it might be too much for the four-year-old to ask them to make dinner, but it's not too much for my 14-year-old to say, okay, what do you want to eat for dinner tonight? And okay, so are you going to make that? And let's start thinking. And they start thinking about taking on more and more responsibility. Same thing at work. So instead of delegating the things to the, because your tendency will be, and I'm telling you, it will be to give your projects to those that have already proven themselves. But you know what? Those that have already proven themselves are probably in line to be tapped to go on to the next thing, whatever that next thing. Oh, by the way, and when they are tapped to go on to the next thing, to be so they get selected for another job, and they self-select into another job somewhere, be happy for them, right? Your goal is to grow them while they're in your care. Your goal is not to keep them forever and make them, you know, make you look good. And yours to steward them as a resource while they're in your care, to shepherd them, but it is not to kidnap them and keep them in your camp forever. So just be aware of that too, because very often our tendency becomes selfish when it comes to delegation. Okay, so we're going to delegate to weaker people to help them grow. We're going to give them responsibility, and then we're going to hold them accountable to that. Now, if they're weaker, don't give them the most important project right away. Give them starter projects and then grow them periodically over time. But over time, you need to give them more and more responsibility to help them get there. Now, delegation, let me switch gears. Delegation is tied to productivity. Okay, so that's why our tendency is to give it to the stronger people and just kind of ignore the weaker. And just because so there's this this really interesting quotation about a plane. You're in the air and you're trying to build it at the same time. That's kind of what leading is like, because you have to get the current mission done while you're growing your people. Okay, so delegation is tied to productivity. So that's why our tendency is to give it to the person who's already doing the excellent work and ignore the others. But if you can get all 10 of your people up and running and moving, you're going to be far more productive. Delegation comes from this idea from Adam Smith in The Wealth of Nations, where he's talking about the pin factory. And so in his book, The Wealth of Nations, published in 1776, Smith found that, you know, just by observing that there were about 18 distinct steps in creating a pin, like a little metal pin. Okay. And by completing each successive step individually, one worker could hardly make 20 pins in a day. It was just, there was a lot to it. And so each worker would, you know, work and create their, you know, however many pins. However, using the division of labor, 10 men could produce 48,000 pins in a day. And that's a remarkable 2,400 time increase, and over and above what the workers were able to do when they simply focused on one. And so it sounds unbelievable, but it's true. And the remarkable thing about it is, if you just focus and get really good at a thing, you become an expert at it. You don't have the starting and stopping of moving from one part to another part to another part. And so you lose a lot of the things that would have cost you time in that process. So let's just use that as a template. Don't worry about the 20 pins to 48,000 pins. Think about it like this. Think about it as you're grossly inefficient to become hyper efficient. Well, how do you become efficient? By becoming an expert in that one task. So, I focus entirely on leadership. I don't try to do accounting, and I don't try to do finance, and I don't try to do marketing. And by doing that, I can spend all my time on leadership. And so I see things that I wouldn't see if I had spread myself too thin trying to do all the other subjects as well. Same thing with the accountant. The accountant focuses just on accounting. And now we all have some general business background, but that accountant is not, she's not trying to do finance and marketing and management and so and so. Okay, so by focusing, we get to strengthen our ability at that. And so we not just delegate to this person that's the specialist, but then that specialist is able to do far more because they're able to specialize. They're able to get a lot more done in a shorter period of time. So delegation and the whole idea of the division of labor tend to cooperate in order to create greater productivity. And at the end of the day, what you're looking for is greater productivity through your people. That's the point of management. Okay, the quotation for contemplation comes from Andrew Carnegie, who said, "No person will make a great business who wants to do it all himself or get all the credit." Okay, so that's it for delegation and the division of labor. I hope that helps you make sense and understand those two concepts.